My heart hath uttered a good word. I speak my words to the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the octave day of the feast of our church patroness, Saint Gertrude the Great. And Saint Gertrude was the great devotee of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, always telling everybody how filled of love our Lord's Sacred Heart is. In the Bible it says that when Jesus died, one of the soldiers took his spear and rushed it into his Sacred Heart, and there flowed blood and water from it. Our Lord was ready to shed his blood for his love for men, and this great love Saint Gertrude proclaimed far and wide. Saint Gertrude was 5 years old when she started in a Cistercian monastery school. This school was located in Helfta in Germany and has since there been known, and she has since been known as Gertrude of Helfta. Even as a child of this young, she wanted to be the best student in the whole school, and soon she surpassed all her schoolmates in knowledge. Trouble was that even though it is of course good to be a hard-working student, the one who was supposed to be the most important in her life, that is Jesus, was left kind of in the background. While Saint Gertrude shined in excellence in literature, philosophy, music and painting, our Lord Jesus waited her patiently to become the true king of her life. After several years, Gertrude moved from the monastery school to the novitiate, taking the veil and becoming a nun. But still, Jesus was for her only someone, her studies still being her all. And by the time she was 24 years old, she was only a half-hearted and kind of distracted nun. Towards the end of the year, she went through a crisis that lasted several weeks. She felt lonely, lost, and depressed. Her big plans for her life shattered into broken dreams. But then one night, Gertrude saw Jesus, who said to her, "I have come to comfort you and bring you salvation." From that day on, she was only concerned with living in full union with Jesus. She became the confidant of Jesus, who revealed to her the infinite love of his Sacred Heart and said she should spread this devotion to people with love for the suffering and for sinners. Dear children, the suffering heart which burns with love is the most beautiful heart you can have. It's well demonstrated by this beautiful story. One day, in a heavily crowded place, a young man was shouting at the crowd, "People, look at me! I have the most beautiful heart in the world!" Many people looked at him and were stunned to see the beautiful heart in a perfect shape, no flaws of any kind. That heart looked quite amazing. Most of the people who saw his heart were mesmerized by the beauty of his heart and praised him. However, there came an old man and challenged the young man, saying, "No, my son, I got the most beautiful heart in the world." The young man asked, "Show me your heart then." The old man showed his heart to him. It was very rough, uneven, and had scars all over. Also, the old man's heart was not in shape, but appeared like bits and pieces joined together in various colors. There were some rough edges, some part of the heart were removed and filled with other pieces. The heart of the old man simply looked like various pieces of heart joined together and formed as a heart. The young man started laughing, saying, "My dear old man, are you mad? See my heart, how beautiful and flawless it is. You cannot find even a bit of imperfection in my heart. And now see yours. It's full of scars, wounds, and blemishes. How can you say your heart is beautiful?" The old man answered, "Dear boy, my heart is just so beautiful as your heart is. Did you see the scars? Each scar represents the love I shared with a person. I share a piece of heart with others when I share love, and in return I get a piece of heart which I fix at the place where I had torn a piece." The young man was shocked, and the old man continued, "Since the pieces of heart I shared were neither equal nor in the same shape or size, my heart is full of uneven edges and bits and pieces. My heart is not in shape because sometimes I never get the love in return from those I gave it. So think, my boy, where do you see the real beauty? Your heart looks fresh and fuller with no scars, but that only tells that you never shared love with anybody, did you?" The young man stood still and spoke not a word. Tears rolled down his cheeks. He walked to the old man, tore a piece of his heart, and gave the piece to the old man. Dear children, many give importance and respect to physical beauty. Still, physical appearance isn't the real beauty. Our Lord's sacred heart was torn and bruised like the old man's was. But it was only because our Lord loved you so much. Saint Gertrude the Great saw the love of Jesus. He revealed to her the infinite love of his sacred heart and told her to spread it among human beings with love for the suffering and for sinners. Saint Gertrude finally became very ill, but she transformed her sufferings into love, an offering with Jesus to the Father and a gift for humankind. During her long and painful illness, she decided to recount the story of her conversion and to tell of the wonderful revelations with which Jesus had favored her. She wrote, "Until the age of 25, I was a blind and insane woman, but you, Jesus, deigned to grant me the priceless familiarity of your friendship by opening to me in every way that most noble casket of your divinity, which is your sacred heart, and offering me in great abundance all your treasures contained in it." Never forget, children, that you are Catholics and followers of Jesus, and Jesus' sacred heart burns so greatly in love for you that you should count all the days of your life as a gift, better than any Christmas or birthday present you can get. You should do well in school and in studies, like Saint Gertrude did, but most of all, your heart has to burn with love for Jesus. And if your heart ever gets bruised and sorrowful, remember how bruised and sorrowful was our Lord's sacred heart as well. And remember how a bruised and heavy heart is much better in our Lord's sight than a carefree and untouched heart which has never loved anyone. May God bless you, children.